So now it's our first Monday getting together, so we should be zochem to Shem to always get together to prepare for Shabbos earlier in the week, as much as we can. Okay, so tonight we're going to learn a piece of the Divrei Yisrael. The Divrei Yisrael was the Mazritzer Rebbe. The Mazritzer is dynasty. They're known for a lot of famous songs. A lot of the songs we sing on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are from their dynasty. Actually happened to be by the Kotel with the current Mazritzer Rebbe. The second at Yantif in Eretz Yisrael. I didn't know who this Rebbe was, and I asked one of the Chassim, who is that Rebbe? He said it was the Mazritzer Rebbe. So we're learning Torah of the Mazritzer Rebbe. The famous pasuk in this week's parsha, you guys can see on the bottom of your page over there, we know that Yaakov is now coming down to the big showdown with Esav, and Yaakov is very, very scared. It's the first time he's seeing Esav since he took the Bechor, and he had the whole thing that happened with him. And the pasuk says, Yaakov says, Im yovo Esav el machna achas, right, if Esav comes with his whole army and they come to one camp, v'yikolo, and he hits them, right? Yaakov is a strategizer. He's a strategic military person, and he's has common sense. If we put everyone together, then Esav could just wipe us out. But what we're going to do? We're going to split everyone up. Right? It just didn't happen in the Civil War. They decided to come from two directions. Yaakov knew that if it's just a common sense, right? We're going to split everyone up. If Esav comes to kill one group, there'll still be at least some of my children left from the family. So al derech avuda, and a way for us to be able to take from this pasuk, the Mazritzer Rebbe is going to give over a message to us on how we apply this message in our avodas Hashem. That even sometimes when we fail, when we fall, that we shouldn't, God forbid, give up. Okay, so just guys, look on the bottom of the page over there. It says, Yivur al pima sha'omer, he quotes his father, Zeratzad HaKadosh L'Vracha. And now this is one of the most unbelievable things. Rav Moshe Weinberger said this Torah from last year at the Tish, when he was here. Rav Moshe Weinberger, the Mashpia here. So he says an unbelievable thing. Shazeu klal, it's a klal in our Avodas Hashem, a person should never worry or get down on himself if he, God forbid, falls once. Why? When a person sins, right, a person messes up, the number one thing Yetzer HaRa wants a person to do is to fall and to continue to fall. And how does he do that? He gets a person to be sad, right? When a person gets sad, when a person just you're in a total different state of mind. You don't know what's going on. You're not even thinking. What does the Mazritzer Rebbe say? What's his eitzah? What's his advice for us? Racha ikur lihizar mikan ulaba. The main thing is to be able to just look forward. Shelo yikalkel ol chalila. Okay, what happened in the past happened. I'm looking towards the future. VeYosif betorah utfila utshuva besimcha v'chius. And just add more Torah, and add more tefillah, and add more tshuva, and add more simcha in life. Umimela yutuka masha over. Right? If a person is so focused on the past, right? You go over one of these sports players, you know, Ray Rice, for example. The guy, everyone knows who this is. He got caught for beating his quote-unquote fiancé, and the next week they got married. Very nice. And a very nice engagement present. Right? The guy, when that video came out, he felt so bad. So bad. He was taking he didn't mean it, this and that. It was a lapse of judgment, right? We're just using him as a message. But what happened? The NFL saw that he had a real charat, a real regret. And what happened this week? And a couple of days ago, the NFL took him back. Because when you see real regret, a person is able to fix himself. But so too, the Mazritzer Rebbe says a person shouldn't just be focused. Obviously, we can't just say, "Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do a sin every day." And then I'm just going to look towards the future. If a person is truly, truly trying to fix what he did wrong, just add more Torah, add more tefillah, and meimela, that'll push a person to be able to go forward. And listen to this mashal how he uses and what the Yitzhar tries to do when he tries to get us down. V'hula mashal, and I'm going to give you a mashal that'll be able to explain this. Socher ha'omid b'chanvaso b'yoma d'shuka. One day, a merchant is standing in front of a shop. And he sees that there's a whole chabura of stealers and ganavim outside. What happens? Holech ganav echad el chanus. One of the stealers comes in to his store. The chotiv chavetz echad ubareach. He takes one of these lids hats and he starts running away, right? The hakavana kedesha asocha yirdov achrav. Elachanus v'yavuzu kol yagiyo. What does the guy do? He takes that hat and starts running away. So what's he trying to do? He's saying, if I start running away, what's going to happen? The guy who owns the store, he's going to start running after me. And then the rest of my chavra, the rest of my friends, the rest of my chabura could take the rest of the store. Right? Amnam, however, if someone who's smart, if the guy who's smart, the guy, the store owner, the guy who owns the shop, he owns the store lids, right? It's one of these stores in the malls, all these fancy hats. He owns the lids, right? He understands. Omer Belibo, he says, you know what I'm going to do? I see he has 10 more friends there. He has 10 more guys who could take so much more from me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let him run. Take what he got. Take that one hat that he got. And let him run after him. I'm not going to run after him. Rak shomer es achanus mikano l'abav anosim anosim. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to guard my shop from now on. And make sure that it doesn't happen again. And make sure that I don't lose already what I got. Already what I got stolen from. And then he says, through that you're able to keep everything that you have. And he says the nimshal is very clear. I don't know about you guys, the nimshal is very, very pashut to us. If a person ever feels like the Yetzer Hara took something from us, what does the Yetzer Hara try to do? At least he tries to do this to me all the time. Oh, you messed up on this, you're nothing, you're nobody. You know who you are, you're zero. What does he try to do? He tries to get us more down and more sad. But if a person focuses, you know what? And he says, listen, Yankel, Yetzer Hara, you got what you got. You took what you got me for this battle, but I'm not giving up. The Yetzer Hara, you got something good. But I know what you want more. What you want more is to be able to get me more down and more upset and more sad. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fight off. I'm going to fight back. You know I'm going to fight back? I want to make sure to be able to guard my simcha, be able to guard for the future, be able to realize that what happened, and now I'm starting to go forward. And this is how he brings it back to the pasuk. Zeu shirimez bekan. This is exactly what it's hinted to in the pasuk. The Adu, the Zohar says in Parshas Toldos, Esav, whenever it says Esav in the Torah, Hainu ayitzahara. Esav, whenever it says the word Esav, it's a reference to the Yitzahara. Veratzolomer, and this is how he said, brings it back to the pasuk in a beautiful message in our Avodas Hashem. If Esav comes to that one part of the camp and he hits it, what does that mean? Esav comes to that one part of the camp. Hainu, im yavo hayitzahara umachshilo laadam ba'achas mitzvas Hashem, asher lo ta'asena chalila. If a person messes up in one category in their avodas Hashem, whatever it means, and in davening, in kibud avim, in lashon hara, in looking what we should be looking at, in kiddush seinaim, kiddush sabris. And being able to be a growing Jew, and he falls in one of those things, the Lashon Hara, whatever it is, he falls. The Majitzer says, Yaakov's teaching us a lesson. Al yisya'ish atzmo mimasha over. Don't give up of what happened in the past. Rak yireh, sheyia hamachana hanishar lefleita. Look at what you have left, Yaakov says. Let Esav get what he gets. Let the Yitzhar get what he gets. But look at how much what you have left. Look at how many goods. Look at how many presents. Right, Chanukah's coming up, right? I don't know about you guys. Chanukah's it's a synonym to present. Look how much you have left. Hainu lahachshir ma'isav mikanu la'aba. Person has to be able to prepare himself from now on for the future. U'mimela yutukan mash'av. And then by doing that, a person's able to be able to fix what happened in the past. How is he able to fix what's happened in the past? What happened in the past happened in the past. So he said, the Rav Majid says, because when you go forward, it's not gonna. It's not happening again. You're gonna make sure that next time the Yitzhar tries to get you in that category, you say, I did this already. I went through this already. Remember, you made me do that, and I got upset. But how does that change what happened in the past? So there was a Jew in Eretz Yisrael. A lot of you guys are seniors. So there's a Jew who sits in Meir Sharm and collects a lot of money. The Mishpacha magazine wrote about him. Supposedly he collects $1 million a year. I don't know his exact name, but every single time I go to Eretz Yisrael, I always ask him for something. One of the Torahs, he's very smart. One of the things he once told me is, what is tshuva? He says, tshuva, he says, if you ever take a video camera, and you put a glass, you take a glass out, and you see a guy throw it on the floor, it's broken. What's tshuva? Tshuva is taking that video camera, pressing rewind, and then it shows you the cup never fell. The cup never smash into a million pieces. That's exactly what tshuva is. So maybe you could say that the hidden message of what the Majlis are saying is exactly what the Gemara says in Yoma. That's what the guy's mashal was. What does the Gemara say? Gemara says in Yoma, I think on Pei Vav Amud Beis, when a person sins, right, there are two types of tshuvas. Tshuva me'yira, tshuva out of fear, and tshuva me'alva. Tshuva of yira, someone who does tshuva out of fear for Hashem, they change the once purposeful sins into accidental sins. But the Gemara says, what's tshuva me'alva? Tshuva me'alva is even when a person did a purposeful sin. He said, I want to do this because I want to get hana from this sin, I want to say this kishmak piece of Lashon Hara, I want this Mac burger, I want to go into Golan Heights and take a Zaydi's Lafa and not make a bracha. I had a Zaydi's Lafa for dinner, it's very good, Baruch Hashem. Not for now. And then I'm going to go in there and not say thank you, I'm going to go in there and not say Berachos Hamazon. What does that do when a person does tshuva out of love, to see a tshuva out of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Not only do they change the level of the sin of purposeful sins to accidental sins, they change the sin into zchus, into a merit, into a mitzvah. This exact message, when a person is able to take his past and be able to take it for the future, you change the person that you are. So Be'ez Hashem, now going into Shabbos Vayishlach, where Tuesday, Yud Kislev, we're already taking this message of going into Shabbos, going into our Avodas Hashem, we should be Zocha, that every single time the Esav comes and then tells us, and if we fall, we fall. But Chas V'Shalom, that we should fall into a Sanus or an Atzvus, but rather we pick up and we say, look how much more we have left. Look at how much more we have to be able to fix. And in Be'ez Hashem, by doing this, we should be zochet to be able to grow in our Be'ez Hashem and do tshuva shleima, tshuva me'ava. Shkoyach.